Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and again, we thank you. Just praise you for the great God that you are. Just amazed at the blessings you pour out upon us. We pray, God, that you would just be with us today, that you would give us wisdom, courage, and strength to do the will that you have put before us, God. Pray for our nation. Lift that up to you, and just lift up the leaders there also, lift up the leaders in our state. We just thank you again that we have opportunity to make decisions for you, God. We pray that you be with those that might need your helping hand or healing hand or comforting hand. And you know those better than we do, and just lift them up to you, God, and pray again that you'd be with them. Just be with us today as we go about your duties. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Mrs.
White, do you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, March 13, 2017, 9:04 a.m. I don't believe we have any public comments, so any commission remarks? Monthly budget report.
Guys, I send this to you every month. Again, I hope you have time to read it. And I know sometimes it gets a really busy schedule. So just kind of as an overview, the one that probably is the most concern for me anyway is general county revenue. It actually, we're up from the first of the year. We had that real good month of sales tax, and we're up right now. I looked to see how we were comparing with what we spent last year. We haven't spent nearly as much money this year as we did last year in the first 2 months, so that's probably a good thing. Hopefully it doesn't come back and we have to spend more later on. The other fund's doing pretty well. The sewer fund is down, but we're making some major capital improvements there. So you guys got any questions you'd like to ask?
Yeah, I've got a report here. The March totals are down, but Taney County sales tax revenues are still looking good for the first quarter of 2017. First quarter sales tax revenues for 2017 is up 6.4% over 2016.
Yeah, that's the sales tax only.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't have anything else. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Was there one check that wanted to be that we needed to be held for to discuss during 11 o'clock?
I believe.
Move to approve checks numbers 444092 through 444150. Check numbers 444152 through 444153. Warrant 6717 through 6723, and there are 5 journal entries and transfers.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Did you say aye,
Sheila? Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You might let the record show that 444151 was held for discussion during executive session with legal counsel.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for March 6, 2017.
I make a motion we approve the previous minutes of March 16, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension Update.
Organizational overview for University of Missouri Extension this time, just for you all for reference. Probably or maybe familiar with everything, but there may be some things that you're not familiar with on that. And on our update, obviously for me, pretty much totally working on VITA right now, our Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. The impacts shown at the bottom, that's not the most current update. I did get another update since putting out this report. And basically, compared to last year, we are down a little bit on the number of returns that we've done. It looks like we will do the same amount of returns that we did last year, which was just a little over 1,200. According to our IRS grant this year, we're supposed to do a little over 1,300. So we'll see what we can do about bringing that number up. But we have new tax software that's created some problems, and I did talk to our IRS representative last week, and she said nationwide almost everybody is down on the number of returns they've done because of that software. So, but knock on wood, we haven't had problems with it as much as when it has started out. So I think we're getting back on track with that. Announcements, a couple things I wanted to be sure and mention for our other specialists and also Master Gardeners. So as you can see under the County Program Director Activities and Announcements, Master Gardeners of the Ozarks, Gearing Up for Gardening is their spring workshop, or was their spring workshop, held on March 4th. And I think around 200 people attended that. The ones I've talked to were very pleased with it. Branson Steam Night is coming up. Our 4-H specialist, Willa Williams, is doing that with a rocketry presentation at Buchanan Elementary in Branson. Since it's middle of the month, I'm a little behind on this, but that did happen. I'm not sure exactly how many people she had attend that. And then if you flip to the next report, that is Willa's report on 4-H events. So she has a number of events coming up later this month. The Taney County Leaders Council meeting, actually today, the NICSPO meeting that she will attend in NICSA. Really, that's a Christian county, but that promotes 4-H throughout the region. And then Hollister 4-H and Maker Masters and the Hollister Parents as Teachers Night, she will attend that as well. As always, on her outputs at the bottom, she's continuing to do the 4-H in Taney County Facebook page, the Taney County 4-H blog, and the Taney County 4-H web page as well. And the next report is Barb Beck, who is our nutrition program associate. Barb is in the fifth grade classrooms now again, and also still doing posters and handouts at different organizations, Salvation Army and CAM in Taney County, talking to people about nutrition, teaching kids about nutrition. So everything with Barb is going well, and she's as busy as ever. And then finally, our agronomy intern, Will Knuckles, his report is the last one this time. He's working with Tim Schnockenberg on different events that will happen in Taney County. The private applicator training, again, starts today, actually, in Berry County, but that's for the whole region. And then we also have two other sessions of it in Berry County and then at the Cassville High School. One other thing that I did want to mention today, we do, and I know I've talked about this a little bit before, but we did hire I should say, MSU hired a regional business development specialist, and that position is funded, co-funded, I guess, with University of Missouri Extension and MSU. And this person actually started, I think, 2 weeks ago today. She will be housed in our office in Taney County. Sandra Strong Weiniger is her name. I was hoping that she would be able to come today and I could introduce her, but I will get her to a commission meeting before long. Basically, she will do the same type of thing that Crystal Irons did when she was here working with businesses, helping them on startup, any issues they have. It's obviously no charge for businesses for what she does. So we're very excited to have Sandra starting with us. And that's really all that I have today. Do you all have any questions or comments?
On the VITA program, just a suggestion, mm-hmm. you might want to stop at the collector's office because there's a new employee there, and let them know, give them your phone number where you're at, so when the customers call, they can be sure and direct them there. And
okay.
Know, so the new ones know what's available.
Yes, okay, very good.
On the Master Gardener, do you have a, I have a flyer upstairs and I didn't think to bring it. Don't they have an event coming up at the tree planting here? Do you have?
I don't have any information on it, but I believe you're right. Yes, Commissioner Wyatt, but I didn't bring that with me.
Okay, I knew they had asked the commission to come. I should have brought it down.
Okay.
National, what they were going to make Taney County or something, then the you don't know.
I can get back to you on it, but I do not know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. On the programs presented when mm-hmm. on the nutrition and all, mm-hmm. I see they're going to Forsyth and Brands and the elementary zone. Do they ever go to your outlying schools like Mark Twain or Kerbyville?
Yes, Barb does. She kind of works in the rotation. I think that she doesn't get to them as often. But when she gets on the schedule, she's there just like this. She'll be there every week. For example, at Forsyth Elementary, Thursday mornings, she's there every Thursday morning. So it is kind of hard for her to get, you know, to other places, but I will mention that we'd like for her to.
Yeah. My understanding on that is once the kids get into that and everything, they take it home to the parents, and parents can learn from it too.
Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely true.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Questions.
No, that's good.
I don't have any.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
February personal property add-on report.
Good morning. This is a report of all the personal property add-ons for the month of February 2017. And it's being brought to you, the commission, for approval.
Move to approve the add-on report for February 2017 as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
This morning, court orders. I think I put the real estate in there, erroneous assessment in there first for y'all. And this here is a property.